The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Way. Carlene here, co-host of Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm always so thrilled to be partnering with The Way, one of our longest running show partners, because I use their products all the time in my hair routine. Lately, I've been reaching for Way's new anti-frizz cream. It is so bomb, you guys. It gives me frizz control up until my next wash, which is probably every 3 days, and it does not weigh down my fine hair. Plus, y'all know I'm lazy slash busy, so I love that it's a two-in-one that helps stop heat damage from my curling iron up to 450 degrees. You know, I'm always using and talking about the detox shampoo. I use it every Sunday to get the gunk out, bring the clean in, but this might be a new Way favorite for me. I know you guys love Way as well, whether it's the hairstyling products or the fragrances. The candles are so good. So here's a code to save you 15% off on all of your favorite Way products. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code BEAUTY15 for 15% off any Way product. We're going to link to this offer in our show notes and on our website under episode recaps. That's theouai.com, promo code BEAUTY15. And now, on to our fabulous show. Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everyone. I'm Jill, and I'm here as always with Carlene Higgins.
Hey, Jill, and hey, BBs. Longtime listeners know that we're two magazine beauty editors turned beauty podcasters. And for the past 7 years, we've been delivering the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty straight to your feeds. Epic guests like Tracee Ellis Ross, Hailey Bieber, Joanna Vargas, Violette, Chris Appleton. I mean, it's just basically like the glam squads of the A-listers.
We've kind of caught them all, as they say in the Pokemon world. But, and of course, we speak to the most incredible founders as well. And now today, finally, live and in person and in Los Angeles, we got to sit down with Jen Atkin.
Yes. And I actually did meet with Jen Atkin back in 2018. I did a mini interview with her, Jill. You weren't there, but she was in town with Dyson. And so that was just a short snippet. So this is our first like fully dedicated episode. And y'all might recognize Jen Atkin's name as being the founder of Way Hair Care and more recently the founder of Mane Hair Tools, which she launched about a year ago. So yeah, we're big fans of Way around here. And today we're discovering Mane.
Yeah. And of course, Jen is such an epic entrepreneur, but let's not forget what really put her on the map is her work as a celebrity hairstylist. Like she got her first hairstyling assisting job in Los Angeles like in 2001, and she found her first gig in the Allure Spa Directory.
Yeah,
so cool. She had like very humble beginnings, worked her way up. She worked backstage with Madonna and she worked with John Galliano. And then, of course, her biggest claim to fame, she was the celebrity hairstylist to people like the Kardashian sisters, the Jenner sisters, Hailey Bieber, Dua Lipa, Chrissy Teigen, Katy Perry. The list goes on. And I remember around the peak of her heyday, the New York Times wrote a profile on her with the headline, "Is this the most influential hairstylist in the world?" Because she was so in demand. She was literally being flown to Dubai to cut clients' hair there.
That's right. But what I really appreciated is that she was the first female hairstylist that really stood out to me since probably Sally Hershberger, like a couple decades before, you know, and she was just slaying it. Created the digital destination Mane Addicts, which was for hair lovers, but also hair professionals, really a place where they could exchange thoughts and ideas. And of course, you know, she's still involved in that. And the name Mane coming from Mane Addicts.
And speaking of professionals in the beauty industry, we have some late breaking news here that's really interesting. Jen Atkin just announced that she is building a talent management agency alongside the makeup artist Mary Phillips and hairstylist Justine Marjan. It's actually called Highlight Artists, and apparently they already have 20 hair and makeup people on their roster. So this will be really interesting to see how it all unfolds. Jen, she really is doing the most. Talent, agency, hair tools, you name it.
So super excited to try her hair tools that are now officially in Sephora stores across North America.
They're so adorable. They really are.
They are
like Instagram worthy. The color palette, the branding is so on point.
The bubbly silver font. So cute.
Yeah. And the pastel yellow, mm-hmm. these lavenders, these light blue colors. And it almost like makes it so you want to blow dry your hair, which I know is a chore for so right. many people out there. And what I really appreciate about it, and you know, I'm a Dyson Airwrap stan until the day I die. Mm-hmm. I love using it, but I will admit it's so not accessible at all in terms of price
yeah,
point.
For sure.
So the fact that nothing in the main line is more than $125 is really fantastic. And I think she's serving such a great niche at Sephora.
That's right.
With this more accessible price point.
That's right. And it also has a really cool design element to it with this interchangeable curling system. So basically you purchase the base, which is cheekily called the power bottom. It's about $50. Mm-hmm. And then you can choose your hot tool attachment to go on top. So there's different size curling wands, like the 1.25 inch, the 1 inch, and a jumbo waver, you know, the 3-prong for the beachy waves. And those are all $50 each.
And it's definitely got that professional stylist touch, like little things like the 9-foot long power mm-hmm. cord. Like, hello, it's so much easier to use when you have that swivel on the end and you can kind of like get all the angles that you need. And also there's universal voltage
yeah.
for the power bottom base, which means you can take it and you can use it in Europe.
Right.
It's not necessarily for the hairdryer, but for the actual curling iron. And I am so grateful for that because I've burned out one too many hair tools when I'm traveling abroad.
Oh, absolutely.
And Jen Atkin, she actually does Carlene's hair. Mm-hmm. She does a whole tutorial about these retro kind of 70s inspired waves. I was the basic bitch behind the camera just filming it while Carlene got to get her hair done by Jen Atkin. Biggest mistake of my life, doing my hair that morning. Damn it.
Joe was green with envy. Green with envy.
It was fascinating watching her do your hair because it was all of these sleight of hand right. movements and just how she held the brush and the angle of the curling iron and like how she was just literally, it was less than 10 minutes and she did your entire head and it looked like you were going to a set to do a shoot.
Yes.
Like it was
absolutely.
So fast and so epic.
Yes, exactly.
So we're going to share that tutorial on our YouTube channel. We also posted this whole conversation on our YouTube channel, which is also Breaking Beauty Podcast. So please follow us and subscribe to our channel.
That's right. And now let's get into our chat with Jen. After the jump, we're going to hear from her about all of her A-list hair tips, of course, like how to get long-lasting curls, how to choose the right barrel size for your hair type and length, tips on styling second-day hair, and we'll learn all about her latest launch. It's the one tool that had all of her friends in her close circle in a tizzy. They were passing it around. She was having trouble getting that sample back. So all of that just ahead. And of course, we'll link to everything Jen mentions over on our website at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
Pausing to share a word from one of our show partners, The Way. So the weather's getting nicer, which means I want to be outside as much as possible, not stuck in my bathroom styling my hair. So let me introduce you to The Way's new anti-frizz cream. So this is absolutely going to be part of my summer hair care routine because my hair tends to swell up when the mercury rises. So I'm always looking for something that can help tame it. So first, I'll wash my hair with my beloved Way Detox Shampoo. You know, I've talked about it so many times on the podcast. I love it because it really gets rid of product residue, dirt, oil on my scalp, but it never strips my hair. And then once I'm out of the shower, I'll apply a small amount of the anti-frizz cream on my damp hair. I just kind of rake it through with my fingers. No need to rinse it out. And then I style as usual. The end result is super smooth. My hair isn't weighed down at all. And my hair just felt quenched. And I love that You can use it on dry hair too. So I've been experimenting putting it on my dry split ends, like on my second or third day hair, just to make them look polished. And I love that too. And the anti-frizz cream, it provides immediate frizz control for fine, medium, straight, or wavy hair. It lasts up to 72 hours. Plus, there's heat protection for up to 450 degrees. So we have a special offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. You can frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theway.com, that's spelled T-H-E-O-U-A-I.com, and enter promo code BEAUTY15 for 15% off any product. That's theway.com, once again spelled T-H-E-O-U-A-I.com, and use promo code BEAUTY15 for 15% off any product. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Have you ever broken off an engagement? Did you bomb your SATs? Have you been fired for drinking on the job? Well, even if you haven't, I'm here to tell you that someone successful has. Hi, I'm Jenny Mullen. I'm a mom, a comedian, a New York Times bestselling author, and yes, a total failure. Whether you ruined your best friend's wedding, oops, or just have an unhealthy need to constantly compete with your younger and cuter sibling, this podcast will cover it. Join me each week as I talk to friends, comedians, celebrities, pet psychics, ex-boyfriends, and more. All the Fails is a podcast about failure in all its various forms.
Hi, Jen. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. It's such an honor to sit down with you and chat about everything that's been going on. But it has been a minute since we've seen you and connected with you. 2018, I think.
Yeah.
So catch us up on like what you've been up to.
Guys, a lot's gone on.
Yes.
Yeah. 2018, that's crazy. Doesn't it feel like 30 years ago?
Yes. Yes.
I know.
The before times.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So I have taken on a lot. I guess as we get older, as women, don't we just take on more jobs?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's what I did.
Yes.
I thought I was exhausted in 2018 and now 2024, me is laughing. Because 2019, I went to a therapy camp. 2020, had my son. Our daughter was born in 2022, got two more dogs, and built Rain Addicts into this incredible brand. And Way is still growing and doing really well. Our team is now almost 90 people.
That's
away.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And so I've been working hard. Yeah. Kept busy during the pandemic, doing a lot of tutorials, teaching everyone how to cut their husband or boyfriend's hair at home.
Yeah.
It was really fun. But yeah, I have been, I'm trying to think of like what that era is. Like I was really, I guess like the seeds had been planted in 2016 and like I was really like gardening and building the teams and the brands up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We learn how to multitask, us moms, in the best way, I think, and just figuring out what's important and what to let go.
Yeah. Right? But don't you look at your life and you're like, how? 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 It's wild.
I do. It's
a daily.
We're awesome. You're awesome. So you've worked with huge celebrities over the years, everything from touring with Madonna and her backup dancers in the early days to the Kardashians, obviously. When you're working at that level, you have to be really good. You also have to be really fast.
Yeah.
Curious if you've ever had a time where you've kind of like pulled a rabbit out of a hat.
Oh my God, my whole career. You know, like that's the one thing I really learned from assisting and apprenticing for as long as I did. I was a really late bloomer. Like I started working in a salon and I assisted for a very long time, like at least 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And then was on my own in the salon learning kind of how to manage my clientele, but you had to be quick because you had to stay on the hour.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so I had to learn how to have the gift for gab and also style hair and make it look good and get everyone out the door in time. So that's when I first really like focused on my time management. And then I'd say my time working backstage at fashion shows.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I used to go to Paris and work on Guido's team and worked with like Bob Racine in New York. And I learned that is so fast. You have models coming in from shows and you have no time at all. So that's where I learned. And Danilo's so amazing at this.
Yes.
It's like creating shapes and doing it quickly and grabbing extensions and hair pieces and figuring out how to do it. But
he's incredible. I did a shoot with him once back in my magazine days. And he was at that time the only hairstylist I had ever worked with and witnessed where he has those like old school methods where he can create that volume and do the sculptural thing. And it looked retouched when it was not retouched. Yeah. Like, you know, when you're looking on the monitor to see what's going on, it was just like, it's done.
Yeah. It was just crazy. A dream. I love him so much. And, you know, he's really good at like the roller set, like knowing how to set the hair and then how to manipulate it and do it quickly. But yes. And then I found myself in my career, like on planes, like literally, you know, figuring out hair before we land, and things don't always go as planned. And so a lot of times glam has 30 minutes and you just have to figure it out.
Yeah. Still the shiniest hair in the business. Look at this.
Yeah. She does.
A little bit
she
of weight. She does.
It's so good.
Plug.
And I'd like to talk to you about the whole notion of hair trends, because obviously working backstage and us working as editors for so many years, it was like the bread and butter of like what we created content around and everything and what, you know, you could show to your clients, or they'd be bringing in the picture from a magazine and whatever. But I just feel like everything's just so sped up now. Like trends just seem like, there's just so many, it's so hard to keep on top of it. So what's your feeling on them these days?
I think we're going to retire the word.
You do?
I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I like started my career pre-digital world. And I remember like just getting the magazines and being like, oh my God, what are we into? And cutting the pictures out and putting it in a little photo album in the salon. And I'd have my clients pick and choose and just kind of point to what they liked. But now, like you said, like the world is moving as fast as like we're scrolling. And I just think that like, it's an exciting time, though, because I think we're in a place where people can share their style and share it so easily. Mm-hmm. And I think that like there's so much information and so many inspiring looks out there that I don't think that we are in like the trend era. I think it's kind of done. I think, you know, self-expression, there's so many amazing options. And that's what's so exciting also about like creating hair tools right now is like there's so many people who know how to do their hair. And like when I was you know, all these alpha generation kids that are like, no skincare. They also know how to do their hair. And I'm like, I was a mess at that age. I didn't know anything. I had like proactive and that's it.
Yeah, I know. It's so true.
But I think trends are kind of like, I think it's just, there's so much out there that I don't really believe in trends anymore.
There's so many trends that there's no trends.
That's
right. In a way.
Yeah.
We are seeing, though, all of a sudden a resurgence of Texas hair with Miley and Beyonce.
Love it. Here for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh. What's your favorite way to get that larger than life look?
Honestly, it really starts in the shower. I think like making sure that your hair is clean and, you know, the direction that you're going to blow dry your hair, flipping it upside down, really like working at the angle that you're drying, using your finger to lift, using product. I still love a mousse.
Yeah.
I love a volumizing spray. I love anything that like kind of helps if your hair doesn't really hold a style, like using products that will help to, you know, manipulate your hair. And then obviously like our tools are amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I can mention it, but Okay, great. You guys, you're going to freak out.
Tell us.
We're doing this amazing hot round brush that's going to be launching at Sephora. And I've had the prototype for a little over a year now. When I tell you, I couldn't keep the prototype in my office or at my house because like one client started telling another client and then they were like, wait, I'm supposed to have this.
Okay.
What is this? I saw she had this brush. I could not keep it like in stock. And it is incredible for getting volume quickly and making it really last and manipulating all hair types. It's such a game changer.
The sisterhood of the traveling hairbrush.
Kind of.
But is that the kind where it's like wet to dry, that sort of, or is it the other kind where it's like a
thermal
Explain
brush.
It.
Yeah. So one of our taglines is like, we're styles in no time that lasts a long time. And that's really kind of what the ethos is of this brush. It's for all hair types. So like if you have a hard time holding a style or really manipulating your hair with air, like air is incredible, right? For certain hair types, but not for all. Mm-hmm. And if you have like wavy hair, curly hair, if you have hair that's hard, like maybe it's really thick and it's just really hard to manipulate it in all environments. This is where we come in. So it's like a thermal heat. It's a brush that's like a curling iron and a brush had a baby.
Okay.
So you're able to go in and get shape and not flatten the hair and get really nice, amazing either waves or get a really gorgeous bounce or just look like you stepped out of the salon, literally.
Okay.
Yeah. I need to try that.
Oh, no. I don't want Vidal Sassoon to sue me. I think that was their tagline.
Sometimes these things stick, you know?
Yeah.
How do you feel about those blow dryer curling like round brush blow dryers
and one dry.
Are they dead to you?
No, not at all. Okay. Like if anything, you know, I I have to tell you, like, the reason that this brand even exists is because of my time really working with Dyson.
Yeah.
I think that all the technology and all the money that's put into those tools are incredible. And like I said, they work really well for certain hair types.
Yeah.
But I had, you know, 7 years of people saying, A, I couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
B, I wish I knew how to make my hair, you know, look good throughout like the day, or I step out into like humidity and it still looks good.
Yeah.
And, you know, another thing was everyone was saying, I, you know, just, it didn't feel like it was accessible. And it felt like, you know, they're like, I wish you would do a giveaway. I was getting that all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so for me, I was just like, you know what, we need to really create like accessible hair tools that work for everybody. And it was a no brainer. But, you know, I know that like people really, we were in like an era. I think it was really cute during the pandemic, but I think we're out and about, and I think we really need to like get styles quickly that really work.
Yeah.
Right.
And last.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah. I think though what you're talking about is maybe something different than what Jet's talking about, right?
About the Revlon.
Yeah, let's just say it. Revlon is dead to Carlene. So I've trashed it.
I've de-influenced it loudly and proudly because it destroyed my hair. At first I was like, this is the best thing ever. I'm lazy slash busy. I'm a mom. I'm on the go. This is what I'm gonna do. And then like a year later, my hair was just completely fried. And I was like, what is going on? And it actually took me a long time to realize it was that thing.
Yeah.
Just going from wet to dry with it, like, you know, on the high heat, right pressed next to my head. So, yeah.
That's like a blow dryer meets round brush.
Yes.
Different.
Yes, but here's the thing. Curling iron to round brush is so much faster.
Yes.
So here's my thing. I'm like, just rough dry, get through your hair, get it dry.
Yes,
okay? 100%. Even if it's like 95% dry, get it dry quickly. Don't sit there and like the waiting.
Which is what I was doing.
Motion.
I was like going from, I was like, do it.
No,
to that curling.
I think it's all about getting your hair just rough dried and then going through with this brush or even with our curling iron or curling wand and like shaping your hair. It just is faster.
Yeah.
That's our whole goal, is just get you out of the door faster.
Right.
And we have like people that have had, I mean, I don't want to like label the brands, but there are some mass brands out there that, you know, you realize like it isn't really helping my hair the way I want it to, or my hair is getting fried, or you know, it's just kind of like you get what you pay for.
Right.
And so I really wanted to make sure that like we were doing some sort of recycling program and it's the first of its kind with Pact.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so they're going to help us. Actually, in Sephora, we have a little QR code on shelf that you can like take a little picture of it and you can go and get a label sent to you. So we're going to make it really easy for you to donate your tools, and they're going to like refurbish them. They're going to donate them to Project Glimmer, which is
that's so great.
Really incredible program. Yeah. So we're making it really easy for you to get rid of like the mass brands that maybe you've grown out of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Or just don't use anymore. Right. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So smart.
Fair.
So what's the one thing that you've achieved with your hair tools that you're the most proud of? Because it seems like it would be hard to do, like create.
To get something that's so really great and to your standard at a really accessible price point.
Yeah.
Or was there another challenge you had to overcome that you were like, I'm proud we did that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is my second time around, so I've learned so much. And honestly, I owe a lot to like our CEO at Way, Colin Walsh, because he's really like helped me to be a part of so many things. And I've seen the growth of that brand and what it takes to really like build a strong team.
Yeah.
So I would say like the biggest hurdle for me, I mean, listen, I got to really do everything that I wanted to. And I was lucky enough that I got one of my best friends. She's one of my first clients ever. Her name's Michaeline DeJoria. Her father started Paul Mitchell.
Okay, cool.
And she's now their CEO. And we've just grown up together here in LA for like the past 24 years, being really good friends.
Okay.
We always said, let's do a brand together. Let's do a brand. And I was at a point where I was like, Michaeline, Way is in a place where like, I feel like we have a strong team.
Yeah.
I have the bandwidth now. Mm-hmm. And like, this is the time to do the tools. And so she's made it so amazingly like streamlined. And so like, I didn't drown in the 700 prototypes. Like we really got to like get focused and figure out what the price point was that we wanted, how innovative we wanted the tools to be. And so like the little things, like making it so we have our power bottom base.
Yeah.
And we have like attachments, so it's easy to pack, but it's also like better for the planet. And we were able to really like get the pulp trays and all the recyclable packaging that we wanted to have. And so it's been, I mean, knock on wood, like I probably can't get into too much detail about it, but I was talking to another retailer, and then Sephora and I are so close. And I was like, listen, I just want to give you a heads up. Women's Wear Daily is going to announce that, like, I'm going to do my own tools. And they were like, what? Why aren't we talking about this? And I was like, I didn't know if you'd want this.
Right.
They took it right then and there.
Love it.
Can you tell us about that whole thing you alluded to, sending out the prototype and feedback you may have gotten? Like, what was the most surprising thing, or was there something really hilarious that happened? Like, do you have a story there?
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. I can kind of tell when I don't always get to do this, but a lot of times, like, we have focus groups now actually with our followers at Way, and now we're building it at Maine as well. So there's not a lot of opportunities I have to, like, send out product to friends. I used to do it at the very beginning of Way all the time. Right. But this brush, I knew it was different. I knew it was special. When I got it to a place where the size was perfect, it was performing really well. We made it exactly the way that we wanted to make it. And it didn't exist the way that we had it. There was, like, a brand in Europe that had something similar, but this worked so well. And it's universal voltage. You can take it everywhere. And so when I had it and I was like, damn, this is good. And then I used it on a client. And then, like, honestly, it spread like wildfire. And I think for me, there's been a few products even on the wayside where I just knew it was a hit. Like, our Super Dry Shampoo was such a hit. And listen, there's also some flops. I have friends that, like, never forget the dry shampoo foam drama that we had at Way. Like, you'd live and you learn. But I knew that this brush was really special because really, like, it was like the friends of the friends. And then the other hairstylist that works with people, and everyone was just, like, kind of buzzing about it. So,
yeah.
What was specific feedback? Do you remember anything that stuck with you in the group chat?
Oh my God, I've got screen grabs. It was like, well, there's two sizes. So there was there's a green that's an extended length and a little bit of a smaller barrel. And then our blue is, like, the wider barrel. And so I got a lot of, like, wait, she has the green, I have the blue. I need to get the blue.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
so
my gosh.
Yeah, I definitely had, I just now collected all of my prototypes back and, like, got the real deal with our packaging to everyone. And it's so fun. It's so fun to, like, create and be able to do this and get that kind of, like, feedback.
Yeah. It's all happening in the group chat now.
Right? You know? Listen, I wish I could afford that group chat. I wish I could afford a campaign with the group chat. We'll see.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah. Obsessed. So let's talk a little bit about hair health and heat styling tools, because there's obvious do's and don'ts, but I'm not a hairstylist. So what are your do's and don'ts for heat styling to make sure that your hair isn't fried?
Yeah.
You know?
I think, like, the one thing is everybody tends to, like, maybe wash their hair too much and styles a little too much. I definitely, like, love a dry shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
I think definitely invest in dry shampoo and invest in good tools that will get the job done and really make it so your hair is going to last.
Right.
Can't keep talking about the brush, but I will say, like, for, like, third day, fourth day hair, to, like, revamp it, it's really amazing. But I would say, you know, definitely make sure that you're taking the time to, like, do treatments. I love our Way gloss. It's kind of like it's like going to the salon and getting your color done and your hair looks, meanwhile, like, so good 2 or 3 days later and really shiny and glossy. So, and I would say, like, I love heat protectants. I think there's really good brands that make good heat protectants out there, and just, like, taking care of your hair the way you would, like, your skin.
Yeah.
Hydration.
How do you avoid a kink when curling your hair? You must get this question the most. It's like certain angles, and then it tends to be in the front. And when I get that kink, it's, like, impossible to get it out.
Yeah.
So
can I tell you, that was also something that we really thought about when we were creating our curling iron, because, you know, a lot of, like, people complain about the handle being, like, giving you that dent when you're doing a curl. We actually have, like, a really great ceramic barrel that it makes it slide, even with the flat iron. It makes it, like, glide and slide through the hair really easily. It makes a huge difference because, like, if you have that type of a barrel, like, you don't get stuck.
Right.
You know, if you have, like, a little bit of, like, even damaged hair that sometimes gets stuck and you get that little end out.
Yeah.
It really, like, glides and moves with you. So the best thing is to really, like, I think, keep moving as you're doing it. Don't sit for too long. Yeah. If you're doing, like, a blowout or, like, a roller set, you would want to take your hair to the very end and then roll it in and kind of hold it for 7 to 10 seconds. But I would just say, like, you want to make sure that you're not, like, pushing too hard. I really love, like, opening up the barrel.
The clip?
Yeah, just keeping your finger on it and kind of using the curling iron as a wand if you need to, so that you don't get those dents.
Yeah. Right.
But is there an undo button? Like, how do you undo it for what Carlene was talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I would say the best thing is to really like take even a flat iron and you can kind of like go over that piece mm-hmm. and manipulate it the way that you need to.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What if I said, just wash your hair and start all over?
that sounds perfect.
That's the move.
Give up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's talk about temperature settings because mm-hmm. let's be real. Like, I don't think anyone's using the lowest setting, Jen. Like, what do you think?
Okay, do you have a focus group on this?
Yes, we do. But that's the biggest mistake too. I think like we have been trained to just crank up the heat mm-hmm. because we think it's going to get the job done faster. You do not need to do that. Especially like get to know your hair type. Like, if you have fine to medium hair, you're going to start on the lower temperature. Okay. And that's not what people want to hear. But yeah. It really is like you don't need to turn it up all the way. But there are some hair types. Like if you have thicker hair, you have hair that's like textured and you really want to manipulate it, you need mm-hmm. to turn it up. So we did think about that. And I think there's a lot of, you know, like learnings with that. Like yeah. you just need to try it lower, see how it goes.
But right.
We do not need to all be at the highest temperature setting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the like some of the logic there, it feels like, is I need this to stay. Like for those of us
that's
where
right.
the curl falls out easily. So maybe you have another tip for that instead of cranking it.
Yeah. Like don't go all the way up. But also on the flip side, like there's some people that need to get their hair really smooth or want to really like manipulate it and make a style that really lasts. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're not going high enough with the heat. So
right.
I really think you need to play around with it. Mm-hmm. You need to yeah. like either crank it up, go down a notch mm-hmm. and see what works for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also like hairspray.
Yeah.
You know, product really will help with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone out here still like spraying it on the wand?
Oh, yeah.
You know when you would get day, you get like
the
crusty brown and the smoke and the smell.
Oh, I did that in middle school for sure.
Yes. Yes.
I remember that smell.
Yeah.
Yes.
That specific smell.
And
of,
that
like,
crusty look
hitting.
On the wand and it's never coming off.
Never.
Aquanet. Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh, Aquanet was the best. You know, I actually really love doing like a light veil of like a medium hold hairspray mm-hmm. all throughout your hair and getting like our detangling brush is incredible and kind of brushing through it and then going in with the tools. I think it's a really smart way of like getting your hair to last.
Any favorite hairspray that you like to use for the like for that specific purpose?
Oh my god. Okay, so for people who really like a shellac or like a really strong, you really want to like amp it up, I think Got to Be has a really great, it's that yellow can everybody's seen.
It's my new favorite.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's great.
I called it in because I had like a little bit of hair regrowth and it's just like for the first time in my life, these things that are not behaving, it's the only one that'll hold them down.
Yeah.
Truly. It holds so well.
Yeah. I think also there's so many great styling brands out there. I think Paul Mitchell has really great hairsprays. Like they have a really flexible hairspray that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, like I've been filming tutorials and using like all kinds of brands. Mm-hmm. Oh, Big Sexy, I think has a really nice hairspray. Yeah.
That's great. Come back, Big
and
Sexy.
And Balmain. Balmain has really great hairsprays.
Really?
Okay. Yeah,
to
I know.
Prep with.
Yeah, I really like their medium hold hairspray I've used for years on set.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. A high and a low. And also my favorite ever, which is the European version of Elnett. Which I always stock up on.
Well, I was going to say the European version of Balmain.
Oh.
That's annoying for everybody. But
is it different?
Yeah, we have different rules here. Yeah. You know, so maybe it's not good to be using
right.
it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Have you ever burned yourself with a tool? And what do you put on it after? This happened to me yesterday.
Do you know what's funny? I was joking with my partner, Mike Lean, about this. I was like, maybe we should put the logo on the barrel. Because if people burn themselves, we got
to... Oh my God, brand it.
Literally, I was watching YouTube with Yellowstone.
Yeah.
But have I burned myself? No. Have I burned a client? Yes. Ooh. Actually, I'm really good friends with her still, but one of Madonna's dancers. She is now Dua Lipa's choreographer, amongst a lot of other things. Shout out to Charm. She's so amazing. And we were backstage and it was just like, we were going so fast, mm-hmm. quick change.
Yeah.
And she turned, I went in and
I'll
never forget it. And I never have done it since then, actually.
Did you put something on it? What did you do?
Oh my God, I felt so bad.
Yeah.
And we're still so close now.
Like,
we laugh about it now, but she was super understanding about it. But poor thing had to go out and roller skate, dance on roller skates while she was
Like,
had a bird on her face.
Yeah.
Is there any tips to make sure you don't do that? Because you haven't done it since. Like, is it... Because when you are rushing,
don't
it is
multitask.
Yeah, right.
Don't get to a position where you could. You know, it doesn't happen. Does it happen a lot? Do you guys think?
Carlene's got.
It happened to me yesterday, so I don't know.
You had
I
the last time we came.
Going on.
The last time we came to LA, you had a burn on your chin.
Did I?
Okay. Jesus.
I had to give you Psychoplast to put on there.
No, yeah. from a curling iron?
I guess, yeah.
Was it your Revlon brush? What was going on?
It was a curling iron.
Well, Jill taught me this method, the method okay. where it's like you put the curling iron upside down. So you do this. And
yes.
I don't know. I guess sometimes I just...
Okay, so you got to make sure, it's hot, so yeah. be careful. You stay away from the face. You know what, though? You bring up a good point that I always tell everybody, butt up, which means like the cord
yes.
facing up
yeah.
when you're styling. And when you're styling your left side, use your right hand to hold the tool and then switch hands. When you're on your yeah. right side, hold the tool in your left hand, butt up, and wrap around the same direction. That might help, maybe.
Right.
People getting burned.
Now that you say that, you mentioned this earlier, I think I actually am multitasking. I'm like in a rush and okay. I'm like, I look over there and then, you know, then I burn myself.
Okay,
I'm
so
like, where's my phone at? Oh,
guys, when cooking, yeah. okay, when you're on hot stoves, ovens, yes. and when you're on your hot tools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that's not multitasking. Put the phone down.
Yes. Yeah. Also, never wear a scarf while you're cooking. Take it from me. Take it from me, especially if it has little strings at the bottom.
Oh, no,
oh my
that's
gosh.
That's a good story.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's talk about choosing the right curling iron barrel size, because I do think that that plays a lot into how long your style lasts, right?
Yeah.
So what were you like, we need to have this size in the line and this size and this size? What was your thoughts?
So here's the thing. We started off with our curling iron is a 1 inch and then the curling wand is a 1.25. So mm-hmm. I wanted people to really like start off a little smaller because you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
If you take a little bit more hair, like take a bigger section, like I'd say a 2 inch, 2.5 inch section
yeah.
of hair and like wrap it around a smaller barrel, you're going to get a really nice wave. And I think sometimes people tend to think like, oh, I'm going to get a bigger barrel, so I get a bigger wave, but then that tends to fall. So
right.
I actually think like using a smaller barrel than you think you should,
mm-hmm.
taking a little bit more hair gives you a really nice look that's going to last.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good
Interesting.
Tip.
Interesting. Okay.
That's a good tip.
Do you have a blow dryer yet? No, right?
I do.
Yeah.
You do. Okay.
It's so cute.
Okay.
It is such a great dryer. It's super light.
These are all really light.
They're very cute and light.
Yeah.
It's so light and easy to use. That was one thing we wanted to do is make it really cute, but also make it lightweight. So it's really, like we keep saying, it's a small package, but there's power in these tools.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a really good dryer.
So what's the number one secret to getting the perfect blow dry at home?
Ooh, the perfect blow dry at home. Okay. If you're using like a round brush and a blow dryer, I would say like getting duckbill clips, getting our alligator clips,
mm-hmm.
and really like setting the sections right after you've blown it out so that it really like has time to cool.
Yeah.
And set using, like I said, like hairspray beforehand.
Right.
Even like before you put it into the wrap.
Yeah.
So you blow it out, put a little hairspray, wrap it up, and pin it. That's going to really help your style to lock in.
Yeah. So you do the with the round brush and then as you take it out, you pin it. Is that what you're saying?
So
you like hold
take it,
up it
out of the
throw.
Brush.
Yeah.
yeah. Or you could buy a ton of brushes and just keep the brush in.
Right.
But you
backstage
would want
it, style.
You'd want to twist it out of the brush and then kind of use your finger as a roller and wrap it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Spray your hairspray. Use your finger and then pin it and just kind of let it set. And then do your makeup and take it out and you'll see that like, it looks really good when you just like give it that time to set.
Yeah. I like that.
And what about the direction of airflow? Did you think about these things when you were making your blow dryer? Because it is so important.
Yeah. And I think, again, like everybody's so privy and smart now that like we never, ever use the cool shot button, right? Like no one ever did. I never did.
Yeah.
And now we understand that like cooling your cuticle, like after, obviously when you're blow drying, like you'll want to use that method we just talked about, but you could also use a cool shot to really like make sure that everything stays cool and you're like cooling the cuticle and it's like getting really set. But we definitely wanted to make sure that it had all of the different like temperature settings, airflow settings, and the cool shot button.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also I was going to show you guys, I hope we don't get sued for this, but like this is Bobby Clippy. This is our mascot.
So cute.
Who like kind of helps guide you on the website and also in store.
Oh, I love that.
And on our packaging and kind of gives you like little tips and pro tips on how to use your tools.
Love it.
Why would you get sued?
Well, because I was kind of inspired by Microsoft.
Oh, okay.
Do you not remember the little
paperclip?
Yes.
Okay.
Got it. Got it.
I was like, we need to have a cute little mascot like that. He helped me when I was first getting on the internet.
Oh, what do you mean?
Bobby Clippy, like,
oh, yes, true,
or, no,
true.
It wasn't. It was called Clippy.
Oh, yes.
But he, like, would Clippy. Help guide us as we yes. were figuring out, like, how to use computers.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. That's totally right.
I love that. Okay, this is adorable, everyone.
So cute.
I'm going to go back to some tips before we, because we want to leave enough time to do a little demo. Do you prefer that your clients come ready with freshly washed hair, or is it better if it's like day old hair if you're styling them for like a big event or something
like
that? Oh my
God. I mean, I've dealt with everything under the sun. I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, like freshly clean washed hair is kind of ideal, unless we're doing maybe something that's like a slick back look. And usually we'll like text and talk about it. But can I tell you, I don't have a ton of time to do clients anymore. So like, I'll take anything. Come to me with 3 day, 4 day old hair. Let's do this. Like I get so excited when I can make time and do clients. And it's so fun for me to be able to like, I really kind of miss the salon. I miss just having that connection, you know?
Yeah.
I'm in my business Barbie era right now, but maybe one day.
We have one more question before we're going to do a demo for TikTok that everybody needs to go and watch with one of your amazing tools. So this is kind of like one of those habits of successful people type of a question, you know, whether it's like manifesting or journaling or whatever. What do you feel like you have done, like one or two game-changing habits that you think really were instrumental in where you are today?
Oh my God, I could talk about this for another hour. Okay. I love this.
I feel like I always see on your Instagram, like you have prompts basically. Yeah. So
yeah, and I got to really like lean into that. Like I got to tell you, being a celeb stylist and being on the road really for 8 years going all over the world, I did not get to have healthy habits. And so I think when the pandemic hit, I got to really lean into that because I used to be that. I used to be able to really like, I think I grew up Mormon and we were all about like setting goals and really being like strategic in kind of like setting your mind to get things done and really focusing and honing in on that. And so that's kind of like how I grew up. Like my dad would make me like pay rent when I was like 12 with a contract, like a fake contract.
Wow.
Like I've been worried about a mortgage since I was 12,
Oh my gosh.
But it helped me as I became an adult because I was like, oh, budget sheets, I know this.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I've been really, really good about my habit tracker and really like making sure that like it's that feeling of checking the box.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, I read today. I took the dogs for a walk. I called a friend. I drank water. I wrote in my gratitude journal. And I cannot tell you, like starting the day off with a quick, even like 3 minute meditation and just like writing down in your phone, like three things you're grateful for, it just sets the tone.
Yeah.
And I think making it so you have some sort of like checklist, check mark that every day you can get that satisfaction of checking it off, it really like holds you accountable. So I really highly recommend creating whatever kind of habit tracker you can.
Okay. Yeah. And what time do you get up in the morning?
My God, I am so scheduled. My poor children, they're like, they know that like, they're like, it's Tuesday. We're going to have pizza and ranch tonight. It's so sad. But I wake up at 6:40.
Okay.
And then I have alone time from 7 to 8 a.m. where I do a meditation and the gratitude journal. And then I get a little bit of a workout and stretch in and start the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But well, that's my only time to have like, where no one is asking me for anything.
I've started getting up at 6 a.m. for that reason.
Yes.
What's your everyday mom hair now? What do you do?
Oh my God.
Let's hear it.
Is it a top bun? Is it the top bun?
No, honestly, I've been rocking a blowout because of that brush.
Okay.
Wow.
I've been rocking a blowout. I've been actually doing my hair because I can get it done so quickly.
Yeah.
And it just looks better and I feel better.
Yeah.
You know, like I realized like I'm out of the pandemic, like, I guess just like quickness of getting ready. And I'm actually like taking a minute and trying to like put on makeup and actually get dressed and like, you know, get back into it. Cause I noticed that it like changes how I present myself and
absolutely
how I feel.
Showing up for each other and showing up for work, like in a certain presentable way, I think is really powerful and sometimes not totally appreciated these days, you know?
Yeah. My motto is like die on the inside, but on the outside, you know what I mean? Like, fake it.
Yes, I love the series you do with Mary Phillips too about learning to do your makeup and all of that. It's so fun.
Yeah. I am ridiculous. Why am I so like, I just am so vulnerable. No makeup.
No, but I love
Mary
it.
Phillips teaching me how to do my makeup.
Yeah, I love that. I mean,
she's so good.
If she was like my bestie or I had that opportunity, I'd be like, show me, contour, underpaint me, all of the things.
Absolutely.
So. You guys, I just watched a new video we did and I'm like, Mary, can you please just remind me to sit up straight? And like, I look so tired and I'm just like,
the schlumpy.
A shell of myself. I'm like, you've got to teach me to be a model. Yeah.
What's the white eyeliner you have on right now? Is it white?
No, I have on, well, Mary, for my birthday last year, made me my very own Mary Phillips like kit of the essentials and what she thought I should use.
Oh, sweet.
So I've been using Victoria Beckham eyeliner and lip liner. And it is, I don't know.
It's come up a few times this week.
Great. Yeah. Really good.
Do you use a brightening shade in there? Your natural?
Honestly, it's probably foundation I didn't wipe in all the way.
Well, it looks great. It's like your eyes just look bright and like
I do
beautiful.
My makeup in the car.
Okay.
So sometimes there's little things here.
Look scorch. Look scorch.
So excited.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jen,
for having me.
And congrats on the main addicts and the main tools and the power bottoms and the hot roller brush. I'm so excited for all of it.
Now available at Sephora. I'm so, so happy that I can be here. I'm so happy that it's out. I'm so happy I could be here and do this.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And let's not wait so long.
I know.
We could do a whole lot. We should get you and Mary together.
Yes, Beauty Besties. I've always wanted to do a series on the podcast, Beauty Besties.
Yes.
You guys, you know what's funny? I said to Mary, I go, we should do a podcast where we glam people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Wouldn't that be so fun?
Sign us up.
Yes, absolutely. We're
just
there.
In the glam chair. I got to think of a good name for
Thank you.
We will fly here just for that.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services.